Moving on to our next story, Iran's representative to the United Nations slams the United States for its illegal military presence in Syria, describing it as an act of aggression. Ghulam Ali Khosrou, who was speaking at the Security Council's special session on Syria, said Iran is on the ground in that country on an invitation by Damascus. He added that Tehran is playing a constructive role in bringing peace and prosperity to Syria and supports all efforts towards a political solution. During the meeting held on Russia's request, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley accused Russia and Iran of failing to protect civilians in Idlib province. She also threatened to use force if the Syrian army uses chemical weapons. In reaction, the Russian ambassador accused the extremist groups of planning to launch a false flag chemical attack in Idlib.
But the provocations of the opponents of Damascus, who are counting on the support from abroad, are very possible, and we have irrefutable proof of such preparations.
Vasily Nebenzia also said a U.S. military operation in Syria that resembles an act of aggression and against the U.N. Charter should come to an end. He added that Russia, Iran, and Turkey would like guarantee mass return of Syrian refugees to their country, but Russia will press ahead with its attacks against foreign-backed terrorists. The Russian ambassador said Russia will not allow the terrorists in Idlib to take civilians hostage and use them as human shields. Now, to discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Vladimir Goldstein, lecturer at Brown University. Thank you very much, Mr. Goldstein, or Goldstein. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, sir.
What
do you make of this situation? Well, we have heard over the past week that Russia has been pointing out the fact that the extremist groups are planning a false flag chemical attack on Syria, which will be served as an excuse for an attack on Damascus. How likely do you see that happening?
Well, you know, the Russians simply kind of recognize the pattern of the previous events. Every time these terrorists, these opposition groups are losing ground, they try to provoke the world's sympathy. They try to provoke, NATO sympathy in particular, and saying that, you know, we've been gassed, we've been, you know, attacked, and so on. But basically, they are rebels, and, you know, majority of the Syrian population is with the president, and they want to get rid of them. And, you know, the situation is clear. So this is the last area where there is a great number of this, rebels in Idlib. And they obviously, you know, there are some calculations say that there's about 70,000 of them, and they don't want to leave. And obviously they're coming up with one provocation or another. And, you know, United States also does want them to stay. They don't want them to leave. So they obviously highlight the situation. They say, there's Assad is planning an attack. But Russia recognizes this pattern and sort of, you know, blames the United States for sort of screaming bloody murder before anything. So we're at the stage of diplomatic exchanges and diplomatic accusation. Each country, each side wants to, you know, gain public opinion. Russia says we're being provoked against, we're there legally, and United States or the people whom they simply support as rebels don't have right to be there. While, you know, America start blaming Iran and Russia for using brutal methods.
But you know, Mr. Goldstein, I'm very sorry to cut you off because we're running out of time. What you said is true, but there's also the fact that Iran's presence in Syria is based on an invitation by Damascus. It's Bashar al-Assad who wants Iran and Russia to be there, but the Americans are not there based on any legal authority, any permission.
That's absolutely true, and that's why I think for time being we have this battle going on in the United Nations, because both Iran and Russia were invited by the, you know, legal leader of Syria, while the United States invited themselves, claiming that they are fighting the terrorists. But what we see now, they don't seem to be fighting terrorists. They established for themselves kind of a legal, you know, base around Al-Tanf. They, you know, they surround themselves by some of this, you know, terrorists who just, you know, are hiding, you know, near. And every time Russia or Assad or Iranians, all this, you know, allies want to get rid of them, United States scream bloody murder, even though they're not particularly kind of, they don't have any legal status there, nor do they have, I want to stress, a strategy. The only thing they want to do is to keep status quo, to prevent both Russia, Assad, and Iran to sort of having a strong foothold. So I think for the time being, we have a tennis game accusations, but since there are so many forces around it, Lee, it's clear that sooner or later the attack will take place, and you know this will be over. Because terrorists who are in Lee, they refuse to leave. They refuse to go because they feel that they are still supported by NATO countries and the United States in particular.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vladimir Goldstein, lecturer at Brown University. Thank you. Your comments are always welcome, sir, on Press TV.